Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It failed you. 1,000 welcomes to the Village Oak Tree for July 7, 2024. I'm your host, Terrence O'Donnell, and I wish to thank everyone who's watching or listening for joining me again today. In another Sunday editorial, I want to use this opportunity to get out in front of my interview scheduled for next Wednesday. I want to set the record straight about my personal viewpoints on this controversial subject. And that subject is CRT. My guest is someone who is pushing to eliminate all traces of CRT from the American public school systems, and probably everywhere else for that matter. This has been a controversial subject for a few years here in the U.S. Some people have tried to get the government to acknowledge this theory, but they're only receiving pushback everywhere, my guest being one of those who's pushing back. He claims that all these theorists are Marxists trying to subvert the American public. I wonder what history books he's been reading. First of all, I want to let everyone know that I do not agree with the statements made by my guest in this upcoming interview on Wednesday. I set up this interview initially because he is a veteran, and I thought we would be talking about veterans' issues. He quickly steered everything towards CRT, which is his primary focus. I think CRT should be talked about in the school systems to define what it is and why. Curriculum can be written and taught in a manner that does not pit one child against another. This is what these people are afraid of. Use of CRT to divide students based on a mythical race theory that's wrong. With good reason, as some curriculum has actually done this. We need to teach the truth about history, the real truth, not a Varnished version used to promote a sense of white exceptionalism narrative. The white people in the U.S. need to accept the fact that Jamestown colonists were quite willing to take those slaves off that English privateer's hands in 1621 when they offered them in trade for food and water so they could head back down to the Caribbean to continue plundering Spanish and Dutch ships. In fact, it became such a popular trade commodity after that, the English colonists wanted more and more. They were all about someone else doing the heavy work in the fields for nothing other than a little food and shelter. Barely that for the most part. They were not considered real people. Just another trade good to be bartered as much as any other agricultural commodity back then. Much like a farmer would buy a tractor and implements in today's world. But CRT is not so much about slavery in and of itself, but rather the fact that this culture of white European exceptionalism became integrated directly into the colonial mindset. It became part of the government foreign and domestic policies, and still is in a lot of areas of their culture. This is not just an American theory. CRT applies to every country that the white Europeans colonized and brutalized in their mindset of this superiority complex. Trading of this particular commodity became part of all the new colonies' cultures very quickly, especially to the English landholders who were heavily invested in agriculture as a way of living. And this is in the North Americas, Australia, India, and everywhere else they went. In the United States, as the decades progressed, the new southeastern colonies integrated the institution of chattel slavery directly into mainstream American culture. And they became indispensable by the 19th century in the original southern colonies, now states, and the new southwestern states as the colonists continue to move west across the continent. This is what CRT is all about. The theory that white exceptionalism was the dominant cultural norm that arrived with the first European colonists and still persists today. This sense of exceptionalism is interwoven into nearly every fabric of North American and Australian culture by now, English culture, and so on. It has been for a couple of centuries. Brought over with the Europeans, mainly the British, after they defeated the Spanish Armada off the coast of England and Ireland in 1588. So this is the Wikipedia definition of CRT. Critical race theory, noun, a group of concepts, such as the idea that race is a sociological rather than biological designation, and that racism pervades society and is fostered and perpetuated by the legal system, used for examining the relationship between the race and the laws and legal institutions of a country, especially the United States. Now, that's straight out of the dictionary, Merriam-Webster.com. This is what the descendants of the white Europeans are upset about with this critical race theory. Why should the current white descendants be held responsible for the crimes against humanity that their ancestors committed against the Africans and indigenous peoples they enslaved and nearly wiped out? I agree. Let the past rest. We should not be held responsible for what our many generations removed ancestors did to other people when they were alive. But we should still acknowledge what they did so as not to repeat that mistake. CRT needs to be taught, along with a truthful, unvarnished history, in such a manner so as not to point fingers at anyone or one group or people based on the color of their skin, religion, social practices, as long as it harms no one, and other cultural differences. We don't need to ban books or disallow conversation or implement other forms of censorship just because something makes certain people uncomfortable. If you don't like the topic of a conversation, walk away. If you don't like a book, don't read it. How hard is that? There are no superior humans, period. Those of you who think you are better than other people just because of the color of your skin and religious preferences need to rethink that. No one is better than anyone else. Different doesn't mean better or worse, just different. Humans still live with a tribal mentality. It's a part of our DNA. After all these thousands of years, you would think we could overcome that by now, but apparently not yet. The descendants of the enslaved want the descendants of the slavers to own up to the fact that their culture of exceptionalism has permeated throughout society in every country that was taken over by these English colonists. And it's still there under the surface, barely hidden under a thin veneer of civil rights laws and a change of attitude in some, but only some. I would offer that the percentage is less than 50%, likely lower, of the amount of older, in their 40s and older, white people living in these old colonies. Every country that the English, French, Dutch, and Spanish colonized, the inhabitants were treated under the same umbrella of European exceptionalism. The indigenous peoples from Africa, India, Southeast Asia, the Americas, and Australia, to include New Zealand and Tasmania, were defeated using superior weapons and tactics, then treated as just another commodity, to be used in any way they saw fit. Slavery being the most prominent degradation, but a lot of instances of genocide were common as well, especially in Australia. Of course, the Native Americans in the United States and Canada were all part of that genocidal, influence as well. The Native Americans were first enslaved by the Spanish. The Africans were first enslaved by the Portuguese, then the French and the English. The English defeated the Spaniards, Dutch, and French in the European Wars of Conquest and took over their colonies all over the world and then some. The atrocities committed by the English in the Americas, India, and on the Australian continent are legendary. The other European countries also had their share of human atrocities before being kicked out by the English or by the indigenous peoples of Africa in the 20th century. In India in the late 19th century, we're still doing that in the 21st century. Niger just kicked out the Americans within the last couple of months. White supremacist, segregation, economic sanctions, racist media articles, and social media posts are everywhere. Nearly every part of the current culture of the original colonies is built on a foundation of European exceptionalism. It's a lot better now than it was 50 years ago, but it's still there wherever you look. Just below the veneer of society that cries out constantly, "We're not racist." These are the same people who lock up a disproportionate amount of African Americans, Latinos, and Native Americans in their prison systems with longer sentences and are constantly in the news over police brutality claims against the same demographics. Tell me that there isn't still cultural norm of white European exceptionalism in these former colonies. This is what the advocates of CRT want everyone to know. They want to bring awareness that this culture is everywhere. Despite the cry from the descendants of the slavers, this is not so anymore. For anyone who cares to look, it's very obvious to nearly every facet of life in the former colonies. primarily the old English colonies. Just look at Australia, New Zealand, and Tasmania right now. I mean, it's pretty much right everywhere in the news constantly. It is less in your face in the Americas, but it's there under the surface in nearly every aspect of American and Canadian culture. You don't have to scratch too hard to find it. Just to offer a couple of examples to prove the point. At least 28 American states are guilty of gerrymandering voting districts in their states to prevent darker-skinned people from voting. In these same states, voter rolls are purged by the thousands, primarily African Americans and Latinos, to keep them from voting. In most of these states, real estate is segregated by the color of one's skin. If you go to any small to large city, African Americans and Latinos are pushed to certain areas of the municipalities, and local services are choked off for the most part. Infrastructure, police and fire, health, and so on. This is by design, although they won't admit it. But it's so obvious, though. Then they designate these areas as ghettos, a stigma that drives down the local economy, keeping the inhabitants in abject poverty. My own neighboring city of Richmond, Virginia is a classic example. I also remember living in a small town north of Knoxville, Tennessee, back in the 1990s, where the African Americans were only allowed to live in a certain zone of the town. This was mandated by the White Town Council. Some of this has changed, but not by much. Southside Chicago is still the same. Los Angeles, California is divided along racial lines, and so on. Especially in the southern states, going all the way to the California border and up through the Midwestern states to the Canadian border. My own ancestral family region of Aroostook County, Maine, was one of the most racist counties in the country at one time, not too far back in its history. I remember growing up with stories about the Ku Klux Klan being very active all the way up into the 1960s, and very much just under the surface beyond that. Racism was front and center when I was in high school in the early 1970s, and was still there and whispered about when I moved back for a while in 2005. I left in 2015, but I doubt anything has changed much by 2024. Yet, CRT is not part of the culture. We are not a racist society, and so on. The cries go out to the media. I beg to differ. If a major company was hiring and had the choice between two equally qualified candidates for a prestigious white-collar position, one being an African-American, Latino, or Native American, the other being white from a wealthy family, who do you think that company would hire? Now, if this company were owned and run by people that were not white, the situation would likely be reversed. This is not any better, but it shows that the race disparity is so prevalent in society that everything is polarized. This is the problem all around. As I said earlier, there are no genetically superior humans. There are smarter ones. There are some who have more agreeable physical features, and so on. But that doesn't make them superior to anyone else by virtue of their birth. CRT is just a label for systematic race divisiveness based on perceived physical attributes and cultural differences. If societies were to move past that tribal mentality someday, CRT would just become another footnote in history books, and the world would be a lot better place to live. So that's all I've got for you here. I just wanted to get out in front of this because I didn't want anybody to get the wrong idea about my interview on Wednesday. As I said, I interviewed this gentleman, and all he wanted to talk about was CRT. And no, I do not believe that people who promote CRT are Marxist. I'm sorry. That just doesn't fly. So I will leave you. Hopefully you enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and I will post that interview on Wednesday. Take care. Sláinte.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.